New Hampshire Republican former U.S. Senator John E. Sununu, who is seriously considering launching a comeback attempt for the position he lost in 2006, received favorable news from a newly released 1892 research firm survey. The poll finds Mr. Sununu pulling to within a 45-43% ballot test margin against consensus Democratic Senate candidate, U.S. Representative Chris Pappas. Should Mr. Sununu become the GOP nominee, this open race becomes competitive. In other polling, Mr. Pappas easily outdistances two announced GOP candidates, former Massachusetts U.S. Senator Scott Brown and New Hampshire State Senator Dan Innes. As expected, Fairfax County Supervisor James Walkinshaw easily defeated Republican former FBI agent Stuart Whitson, 75-25%, to win the special Virginia congressional election. Mr. Walkinshaw will replace the late Congressman Jerry Connolly, who passed away in May. The representative-elect will serve the balance of the current term and is favored to hold in the 2026 regular election. The next special election will be held on September 23rd in Arizona's 7th Congressional District, where former Pima County Supervisor Adelita Grijalva is favored to win the seat of her late father, Raul Grijalva, who passed away in March. Turning to the redistricting wars sweeping several states, the Missouri House of Representatives this week passed a map that changes Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver's Kansas City-anchored 5th District into a Republican seat by stretching it into the rural areas. The state Senate is expected to follow suit, and Governor Mike Kehoe will reportedly sign the new map into law. Therefore, chances of Republicans gaining one seat in Missouri are high. Florida U.S. Representative Byron Donalds continues to build a very strong gubernatorial campaign. A new survey finds the congressman leading 40-2% over former State House Speaker Paul Renner and newly appointed Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins. This from a Tyson Group Republican primary poll. Governor Ron DeSantis is ineligible to seek a third term. Emerson College released a survey of the Boston mayor's race, which gives incumbent Michelle Wu a major lead over her main opponent, businessman Josh Kraft, the son of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The two Democrats advanced into the general election from the September 9th primary. In that vote, Mayor Wu received 72% as compared to Mr. Kraft's 23% as the second-place finisher. In Charlotte, Democratic Mayor Vi Lyles, on the ballot for a fifth two-year term in North Carolina's largest city, and despite heavy criticism about her comments regarding the recent Charlotte shooting tragedy, easily won her Democratic primary. She garnered 71% of the vote on September the 9th. Mayor Lyles is favored to win again in the general election. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.